JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and welcome. In today's program, parish councils receive more funding to assist the homeless. And stick around for our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. Stay with us. There are persons among us who are homeless, but this doesn't mean they cease to be humans and therefore should be treated as such. The government recognizes this and has increased its budgetary support to all local authorities for their homeless program. The budget has been increased from $16 to $21 million. Junior Minister of Local Government and Community Development Colleen Fagan says focus is also being placed on a coordinated approach to the administration of outreach and support services for the homeless.
The Board of Supervision continues to forge partnerships with several groups to support the homeless program. Indeed, homelessness is everybody's business. And if you
see we pan this street. Six homeless parish committees in Hanover, St. Catherine, Portland, Manchester, Clarendon, and Kingston and St. Andrew have also been established to develop strategies and measures to address homelessness in the respective parishes. The government is presently refurbishing the facility for the homeless at the infirmary's compound in Clarendon to accommodate persons in the parish.
Jamaicans from all walks of life.
We must save energy and help the Jamaican economy.
Energy saving, we say.
To that. Hey.
Ease up on the energy. Save today, protect tomorrow. Ease up on the energy. Save today, protect tomorrow.
Energy saving is not a maybe, it's a must. Hey.
Ease up on the energy. Save today, protect tomorrow.
Teacher wonders, but she doesn't ask.
Child abuse is physical, emotional, sexual.
Child abuse is neglect.
Child abuse hurts.
Report what you see, hear, or suspect. Call 1-888-PROTECT.
But her dreams give her wings, and she flies.
One of the goals of Vision 2030 is for Jamaica's public institutions to be efficient, effective, and accountable. They should also deliver the highest quality of service. It's also hoped that in another 16 years, the justice system will be fair and available to all, making Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. And here is our glimpse of Jamaica.
We have to come into our house very early. By 6 o'clock, everybody would be inside. Our grandmother tell us stories about the Bible, and then she give us some Anansi story. Sometimes the Anansi stories make us get afraid. So when we go into our bed now, we scringe up into the corner and cover up our head with a sheet and our feet, because we're afraid the Anansi, this Anansi story, we're afraid that the man coming back for us and thing like that, you know? So in the morning when we get up now, she would say, on a fool like what? Childhood days was joy. Tell my name was Joyce A. Ricketts Samuels. Well, I'm actually 80.
Remember, you too can share your favorite glimpse of Jamaica by simply emailing tidbits of your fondest Jamaican memory with your name and contact number to glimpses@jis.gov.jm, or why not give us a call at 926-359024. And that's it for today's Journey Roundabout JA. Join me again on this station or on our website at jis.gov.jm. I'm Ruth Encar for producer Casita Irving. Until next time, continue to walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.